Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Scholars are the lanterns of the Islamic Ummah. Abbas Shalaybashinkov, chairman of the Halal Standards Committee of the Religious Administration of Muslims of Tatarstan, said in an interview conducted by Tatar Inform on July 26, 2026, while assessing the concept of halal, quote, "In general, halal is a way of life. It is the way of life of a Muslim and encompasses all aspects within the framework of the ancestral working group established in 2025. A halal lifestyle action plan was adopted covering medical services and medicines, education and fashion. Today, halal has become a kind of trend. That is why we are careful and precise about this matter, because this is the command of Allah Almighty. And these are the principles of Islam and Sharia. We focus on this." End quote. Tatarstan, one of the strongest and largest Turkic entities with a high population density within Russia, has adopted Russia's anti-Islamic approach and has persecuted many Muslims who carry the Islamic da'wah, foremost amongst them the Shabab of Hizb al-Tahrir, under the pretext of so-called counterterrorism. Now the blood of the Muslim people of Tatarstan is being wasted by sending them to the special military operation in accordance with Russia's objectives. According to statistics from IDEL Relay, more than 9,000 people from Tatarstan have been killed on the front. It is impossible that Abbas, the chairman of the Halal Standards Committee, is unaware of this reality. Yet despite all of this, we see that his religious rulings are limited to matters relating to food products and commercial dealings. Now we must ask, Abbas, are the commands and prohibitions of Sharia limited only to food products and commerce? Yet you say in your speech, quote, "In general, halal is a way of life. It is the way of life of a Muslim and encompasses all aspects." Does Islam include rulings concerning food products and commerce, but not rulings concerning the system of governance and international relations? Have you not heard Allah Almighty say, "وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا"? And never will Allah give the disbelievers over the believers a way. Surah An-Nisa 141. Therefore, it is permissible for Tatarstan to remain subordinate to kafir disbelieving Russia? Is it Islamically valid for the sons of the Muslim people of Tatarstan to go to the front and be killed in pursuit of the objectives of kuffar, disbelievers? Is it Islamically valid to imprison and persecute Muslims who carry the Islamic da'wah? And have you not also heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, "Sunfani min al-nas, idha saluha saluha al-nas, wa idha fasuda fasuda al-nas, al-ulama wal-umara"? There are two categories of people, who when they are righteous, the people are righteous, and when they are corrupt, the people are corrupt, the scholars and the rulers. Is it not your duty, O scholars, as the heirs of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to answer questions concerning these problems according to Islam and enlighten the Muslim people of Tatarstan? If you, O scholars, do not speak about the truth, then when will the truth emerge, and who will be the voice of truth? In conclusion, we would like to remind all scholars, represented by Abbas Shalaybashinkov, chairman of the Halal Standards Committee of the Religious Administration of Muslims of Tatarstan, of the saying of Allah Almighty, "Inna alladhina yaktumuna ma anzalna min al-bayyinati wal-huda min ba'di ma bayyannahu lin-nasi fil kitab, ulaika yal'anuhumullahu wa yal'anuhumul la'inun." Indeed, those who conceal what we sent down of clear proofs and guidance after we made it clear for the people in the scripture, those are cursed by Allah and cursed by those who curse. Surah Al-Baqarah 159. This verse makes clear that if a person is a scholar but lacks piety and does not speak the truth before the oppressors, then there is no good in him at all. He is not a true scholar, but rather an educated person who is a silent devil. So, O scholars of the Islamic Ummah, will you be among those characterized by these qualities and cursed, or will you be lanterns that guide the Islamic Ummah to the truth and illuminate its path, the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.